Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here with Eliza Burmester and Brian Alberton from the Braille Institute, and here to talk about some new apps and some exciting things here from the Braille Institute. Welcome to CSUN 2013 on Blind Bargains.
Excellent.
So you guys have some apps here that you were showing off for mobile devices. So why don't you tell us what you have?
Yeah, we have three new apps and one older app. The first one is Via, which is an aggregation app for apps that are in the iTunes store. And basically what it does is it helps blind and VI users find apps that might be good for them. They're paired with reviews. We use Apple Viz a lot, and also podcasts and different podcasts, and also reviews from blind blogs and websites, ideally. Sometimes iTunes, YouTube, and sometimes podcasts.
Okay.
And so it's also for parents and educators. It's for people who might not be as familiar with technology. It kind of helps them sort of have an entryway in order to find like these different apps. We also have a lot of AAC apps on there too.
Okay. So you can go into this app directory and you can browse things and then kind of just download them straight to your device through that? Or?
Yeah, that's the idea. And you can look at reviews, so reviews from a lot of different websites. So then you can, under the review site, there might say, like, for example, Apple Viz Podcast, Tech Access, Weekly Podcast. You can go over there, and then you can listen to those, and then you can come back out and decide if it's an app that might be good for you.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it kind of connects into the web as well.
Are these all free apps?
They are not all free apps. They're just like the iTunes store. Uh-huh. They're different costs. Some are free, some are not.
Okay, yeah.
It has entertainment apps. It's just across the board.
So it has a cross-section of apps that have been determined to be accessible.
Yeah, for the most part. Mm-hmm. At one point, or someone suggested them to us, or maybe they're for educators. Sometimes they're for educators. You just kind of have to you have to read about
them. Do you note if it's not actually an accessible app, if it's just, it's more of an educational tool, do you kind of separate those out a bit?
We have different categories. Okay. So there's education categories and different things like that. If you read, it's been put into categories.
Gotcha.
So there's like a little section, and it'll say voiceover compatible.
Okay.
And that's to the best of our knowledge in terms of the categorization.
Okay. And yeah. This app is available now?
The app is available now. It's been out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for a couple months, I would say, like maybe
sure.
4 or 5 months.
Okay. And it's free?
And it's a free app. Everything that Braille Institute provides is free. We offer free services and then also free apps.
All right. What other apps do you have?
We also have one called Vision Sim, and Vision Sim is a vision simulator. It's for sighted people. It's educational and experiential, so that someone who's sighted can see what different visual impairments might look at. You kind of drag your finger across the screen, and it uses the camera, and it can show the onset of the eye condition. And then it'll just, as you drag it, it'll worsen, basically. And then there's also information about the eye disease, and there's, in a description of it.
So it's using the camera. Do you, like, look through it to kind of...
Yeah, the iPad or the iPhone, it'll use its camera. You can just hold it up to anything, and then, like, it's just kind of, a sighted person can understand what the visual impairment is.
Okay. How many different types of visual impairment do you
have? There's not a ton. It's like about 10.
Okay.
We have this vision simulator card. And it's a plastic card, and it's sort of an app version of that, is what it is. And so we've added a couple new ones, but that one's kind of ongoing. Like there's macular degeneration, cataracts. There's some other ones too.
Sure.
Corneal edema.
Okay.
Things like that.
Okay. And that one's called Vision Sim, all one word?
Vision Sim, all one word.
Okay.
And then the other one, the one that we just came out with about last week, is Big Browser. It's for people who are low vision, and it's a web browser that's big. It has a big keyboard. It has options for like different contrast settings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also, it's like the search bar and then the URL bar are big.
Okay.
And you can kind of go in and out. Now, when you go into like a web page or you go into the internet, it looks like the internet. But it has like some pinch zooming capacities to make it bigger. But it doesn't still have that high contrast that the overlay of the web browser has. But when you go back, it'll go back to the high contrast.
How does it work if a lot of modern complex web pages, it pretty much looks like they were on other browsers? Is it compatible? Or?
Well, I mean, it has, it's brand new, so I guess we haven't found all the things that it's going right. to run up against. But also there are some constraints within iOS itself. so it can only do so much. You know what I mean? But it does have pinch zoom capacities. You can't get to the web page, but whether or not you can pinch zoom inside of that web page, that has to do with like maybe constraints with an iOS. And Big Browser is an iPad only app. And then Vision Sim is cross-platform, Android and iOS. So it goes iPad and iPhone. And then Via is only, of course, iPhone, iPad.
Okay. And, then Brian decided to butt into it. You have another one to talk about here.
Telephone reader program is something that we have local to Southern California, and some other libraries have similar programs.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it focuses on is presenting items of local interest, such as what's the menu at McDonald's or Denny's. We have restaurant menus.
Okay.
We have ads from various stores like Walgreens. I'm just thinking of the ones on my street. Ralph's, Vaughn's, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And then some things of even more entertainment value, like old radio shows, and a few more national things like AARP magazine and
what's the name US of this? What's the name of the service again?
It's the Telephone Reader News.
And how do people access it?
The way they access it, and it is a local one, so they would have to be living in Southern California and be a member of Braille Institute Library.
Okay.
And initially, they would have to sign up for Telephone Reader Program, which can actually be done over the phone if they're a library patron.
But you verify that they're local.
Yeah, exactly. Originally, the service was a phone-based service and started roughly 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it's still on the phone. You can still access it via the landline, but now you can access the same service on the web and also now on the iPhone or the iPad.
Why do you limit it to Southern California? Is it because of this?
Oh, because it's a library service.
Okay.
It's part of our regional library, and it's not, you know, we only serve the Southern California area because that's
and it is and it is free for members.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like local, it's like local news kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, and it, volunteers come in and they'll read it. And then you can call in and listen to like different things.
It's kind of like a radio reading service, but in a phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And an on-demand format.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And if people want to get more information about the apps, about the reading service and everything else, what's the best way to do all that?
You can go to BrailleInstitute.org.
Well, there you go.
There you go. or you can call 1-800-BRAILLE.
That's 1-800.
B-R-A-I-L-L-E.
Oh, I was going to try the numbers. 2-7-2-4-5-5.
Oh my gosh, you're so close. 2-7-2-4-5-5-3. Is that what you just said?
That is what I said.
Well, I'm a bad listener.
You had a different rhythm. There.
Hey, Eliza and Brian, thank you so much for coming on.
All right, thank you.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.